Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney, apparently full of anxiety, as she most likely always is when it comes to the debut of 5 dancing robots on America's Got Talent last night. So yeah. If you missed her lead this morning, you can go back and hear that on the Odyssey app. And you can go back anytime if you miss anything on this show or at this radio station. And Odyssey app is where you can leave us a voice note on any topic, and we call those Hill Notes, and we'll play them back. Should we, programming question, should we move Hill Notes to 9 because we will be joined by the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, at 9:30 this morning?
Probably, yes.
Okay, that means we need to put an immediate rush order on Hill Notes so that they are left now.
Overnight them, please.
Okay, all right. So we will do that. Craig Breslow will join us and talk about the Rafael Devers trade at 9:30 this morning. At 10, we are official. We're a go. We are going to start giving you the chance to win VIP access for the final road show at the Dive, the floating bar on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. And so at 10 o'clock today up until 10 o'clock on Monday, you can go and enter to win VIP passes. And there's a limited amount of people that can float on the Dive. And so should you win your way in, you will arrive bright and early at the West Alton Marina. And we will shuttle you right on over to what I think will be one of the better road shows ever, but who knows? It could be an abject failure as well. If you're watching the show right now on Twitch or on YouTube, then you can see what it looks like at the Dive. I am guessing, I'm hoping that we have double, triple the boats there that morning. I mean, I would assume everybody's up there for the long weekend on the 3rd of July, right?
So yes.
All right. Well, anyway, that'll launch at 10 o'clock on the contest page at WEEI.com.
Also, Wiggy with breaking news over the break about Bernie's the night before we're there this Friday. They're having like a 2,000 pop concert Thursday night with O-Town and Ryan Cabrera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anybody good?
Those are two hit makers. Liquid Dreams, LMO, LFO.
Are you planning on going to that?
I think I might. Oh, LFO. Man. I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, that's my jam.
Yeah, we're rejoining with that.
And by the way, Courtney, Greg's never been to O-Town.
Do not allow your night job to interfere with your day job. You know, Wiggy says that all the time.
It'll be a good time. And the guy Bill from up there, he must be putting it on.
Guy Bill from up there.
Yeah. Guy Bill.
Dufresne. I don't, is that Dufresne? I think that's how you say his last name. Dufresn. Yeah. He said he can hook us up. You can meet some of the the people.
I met O-Town when I was really young. I have a good photo of me with them.
All or Nothing. Great
yes,
song.
Yes, great song. But Liquid Dreams, remember that one?
Okay, anyway, Thursday night, Wally's, Hampton Beach. Can we get back, please, to the rest of today's news?
Well, there are some parents who are upset about a brewery in Norton, Mass. Bog Iron Brewing posted new rules for customers with children after some recent bad behavior.
Okay, this is happening more frequently.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yes.
Restaurants, this is a brewery, but I assume they serve food.
Yep.
And they are saying saying if you're going to bring your little tykes in, then they got to be behaved.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that breweries are a place where a lot of parents think that they can bring their kids and their kids can run around. They're now saying, Bog Iron is saying that their children must be seated with their parents at all times.
Great. Of course. I like it. I love it.
Yeah. We can hear from Brian Shirtleff from Bog Iron on BZ.
We literally more than once had kids throwing rocks into Route 123 right outside our beer garden, throwing rocks around the beer garden. You know, again, climbing, jumping up and down on our picnic tables and stuff. It's just got to be way too much.
All right. Take him to Chuck E. Cheese.
Meanwhile, the parent is sitting there like, oh, this is a right. This is a great IPA.
This is so juicy and hazy.
Isn't it cute?
Right.
Right. Look at Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler being a kid.
Tyler just threw a rock at that car.
Or they're like completely ignoring him like it's daycare.
No, I have like some courtesy for other people.
Yeah.
There are people there who are dining out who do not have their kids with them.
Bravo to Bog Iron.
You know, in Chime's case, he hates kids, I believe.
I hate misbehaved kids.
That is true.
My friends, to their credit, have raised their kids properly. Those kids behave themselves. It's very simple. And if they can't behave themselves, you as the parent are responsible for said child and controlling them. It's that simple.
Well, you as the parent should know better. You want to take your kid out to dinner? You take them to Chuck E. Cheese. You take them to Applebee's where they give them crayons. Okay. You don't take them to Ocean Prime. You don't take them to places like that. If they're not giving you out crayons where you can write on the table, then you don't need to be taking your kids out there. And we're talking like, you know.
Well, if it's a well-behaved kid, you still say the same thing?
Two, three, four, five-year-old is well-behaved?
Well, my parents.
Curtis's son, James, is pretty well-behaved.
Very well-behaved.
But I would never in a million years bring him to a, like, Grill 23 Ocean Prime. Because it's expensive as hell. Great food.
And it's a waste, you're saying, on the kid.
Because
he's not going to eat
anything. Jess and I will go out, like, she'll go in, order a drink, order the meal. She lets me know when James's food is there. I sit down, he eats, and then she gets up. I finish my meal, we go home.
Yeah, now, but I think that some people, Curtis, like, take it to an extreme where they never do anything with their kids, so their kid never learns how to behave in a nice place.
Oh,
like,
totally.
My parents always had me with them. I had to learn how to behave with them. They weren't going to leave because if I was, like, you know, tired, I had to, and I would be reprimanded. They would be upset with me if I misbehaved at a restaurant.
Right, but they shouldn't be taking you to Ocean Prime. They should take you to TGIF Fridays. Then there's a million other kids, and they give you crayons, and then they probably have those little things on the table where you can play video games. Mm-hmm. But they don't. I'm trying to enjoy my night out with my wife. I don't want to see your kid walking around, standing up, playing with his truck on the ground. I'm trying to enjoy it.
No, but it's true. Like, if I'm out to a nice dinner, I am mortified if James is impacting other people who are spending a lot of money on a nice night out. And the other thing, Greg, it's the park, too. Like, as of 2 o'clock, and you know me, if you want to drink, smoke, whatever, God bless you. I will never judge anybody. I'd be the last person to. But people are buzzed at like 2 o'clock at they got the Yetis, and it's like, they're like, isn't he so funny? I'm like, he's whacking James in the head. He's seven.
Is this at Medal of Honor Park?
Yeah. Anywhere at all the parks. Uh-huh. It's like, wine o'clock. Let's go.
Well, you're socially aware. There are a lot of people who think that their kid is the cutest kid in the world and thinks that you will think that as well.
Well, there's a lot of people like pet owners who feel like everybody loves dogs. Everybody loves kids.
Right.
Not everybody. Not that they don't love kids, but they don't want the kid tugging at them or throwing rocks at them.
Wiggy, you're so right, because breweries have that same issue. Like, if you're going to bring your dog needs to be behaved. Like, it can't be yapping the whole time you're inside the brewery, echoing and giving everybody a freaking migraine.
Yeah. Angel Reese has filed a trademark for Me Bounds.
Really?
Yeah, the term became popular on X as trolls were trying to insult her for getting rebounds on her own missed shots, and she's having the last laugh.
She is? Okay.
I kind of love it.
Would she stop? Stop. Listen.
I love watching those dudes who bet on her to miss the first shot every game. It's fantastic content, those guys.
Yeah, but the first time it really came out, she made her first shot. Like it, once it was popular that these guys were betting on her, that next game she made her first one.
She has to stop. Like, listen, all right, you were part of the whole Caitlin Clark thing, and yes, it was all good, but listen, Caitlin Clark comes back from injury and she has 25 at halftime.
What a game she had!
Right, like you're excited to have a triple double when you got 11 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists. Okay. Yeah. Good for you.
She is. There have been two people like this in my life, and it's early. One is Tiger. We know all that he did. She is. That's her comp, is Tiger. It's not
you
LeBron.
Think so?
Yes, because on Sunday, I don't know what the hell I was doing, walking around, and I see Portnoy tweeting about the Fever. I watched WNBA basketball for 10 minutes.
You did?
I did. Yeah. I would never in a million years. Mm. I would never watch anybody else. There was a study Coward had this week. 56% league-wide, so not just games that she was in the 2 weeks she was out, ratings went down 56%. Mm. She single-handedly is propping that league up.
I would agree with that.
And explain to me why they can't stand her. she is saving their game.
Greg, I say it to you often, and it's not because I'm kissing your ass. It's because it's true. There were many people that worked here that would still be here if they actually welcomed you and the audience you brought. Yes. Instead, they're like, audience changing. They didn't realize. And I think Mickelson's actually been good on this. He's like, I had issues with Tiger, but he's made my family hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, he rose the boats of everybody.
It was a young, athletic, black athlete dominating a sport that was usually dominated by white men.
Goated.
And with Caitlin Clark, it's a young white girl who dominating a sport that's
usually been dominated by black girls.
Goated.
And they're pissed about it,
right,
which is just wild.
Right,
me.
So they're mad about it. They're mad like, you know, look at all the endorsement deals. And if the person is good, then there's no complaining about that, my opinion. When you're dropping 25 in the first half, there's no like, oh, they're only doing this because of the color of her skin.
Right.
No, she's dominant the same way when Tiger was doing it. It wasn't just because he was a black athlete and they were trying to just push him along. It's because he dominated the sport. So good for her.
Goated.
Well, Gen Z would like to normalize in-office sex.
All right,
so we've got a new poll.
I'm guessing who wouldn't,
which I'm surprised by though, because other polls have showed me that Gen Zers are having less sex, but this one in particular says 47% of Gen Zers said they're having more sex while working remotely.
Okay,
and 38% of them said that if they return to the office, they would like to have a private space for in-office hookups and solo play during work hours.
Right, the jack booth.
That's
okay, but they
crazy.
They literally want to be working on the clock. I use that's the word, and allowed to have sex with somebody else at the workplace in a special room.
Yes,
yeah. It's not on the clock though.
Is it soundproof? I mean, other people are going to be distracted.
Is it sanitary? Who's cleaning it after? That's so gross. And if you consider, you know, the strut.
They're in the middle of the street. The person shuts the door. You can't see it. Yeah. It's soundproof.
But this is different. They are basically negotiating with their employer and saying, all right, I'll come back in the office, but you need to allow me to have sex everywhere in the office.
This is like
there.
When the Tufts RA unionized.
But it's not on. It's like not on the clock. You take the 30 minutes for your lunch break. Or, you know, a lot of people.
I mean, 30
15 minutes.
Minutes
smoke break.
Yeah, who needs.
All right, 15 minute breaks.
Know, 5 minutes.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, that is. I thought I had heard everything. But
yeah. But think of the morale.
I wonder if they'll get it.
I think they will.
You think they will?
But think of the morale.
I mean, probably have to eliminate some of the common workplace terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Like workload.
Right.
Oh,
and you know what else?
Okay.
What?
I don't need to think about that.
And you know what else it protects from? Where is the number one place that most people cheat on their spouse?
Work.
They meet somebody at work.
They meet somebody.
Wait,
so now
so this is going to help.
Yeah, that's going to make it worse.
No. It makes it worse.
Here's how it helps out. Because now your spouse.
You want to have somebody else there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
we
you only
have 30 seconds of dump
you know,
left.
You know how when you
we
have...
We need to stop using that
All right,
word.
I won't use that. But
don't
you know
use
how,
the J words.
You know how when your wife or your husband comes to work and you go grab some lunch or something like that, now they could come there and you guys can handle your business.
That would never happen. People would be using it for nefarious reasons.
No, they wouldn't. I think people would be... You wouldn't invite Santo? Hey, Santo.
Santo would say, absolutely not. Am I coming to the Odyssey basement and having sex?
Right. And Ken would be in there watching baseball tonight. So.
What?
Is that it? What?
Oh, we had one more kind of funny story.
Okay.
Quick. The owner of an alligator had to be told to leave a motel in Virginia because he had the alligator out and about walking around. So apparently the guy was at the rest stop next door, but let the alligator roam over to the motel. The officers were called.
Does he have the thing on a leash
No.
Okay.
The officers were called by people staying at the motel saying there's a 6-foot alligator outside of my room.
Oh, my Lord.
Apparently, the owner was bringing the alligator from New York to a zoo in North Carolina.
Where is he supposed to stay? I mean,
like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but put him on a leash.
Yes.
You got gator leashes?
Yeah. I got to be honest. I'd take our weather and our traffic and have no alligators. I think we're doing okay.
I agree with you. Oh, speaking of that, can we open up the WEEI weather window and get a forecast not only for today but for the road show on Thursday? Window World of Boston has provided us with a brand new energy efficient weather window here. Curtis has his head out it right now. Curtis, what are we looking at?
Ooh, well, start with Friday and work our way back. It's going to be gorgeous at Bernie's Beach Bar in Hampton Beach. Going to be about 75, sunny. Bring some sunscreen. We're looking at an extreme UV, Courtney.
Oh.
Thursday at the LFO concert at Wally's. It'll be 75.
Bernie's.
No, Wally's.
We're going to Wally's.
We're going to Wally's.
Oh, is LFO at Bernie's?
Yeah, LFO will be
I'm
after
sorry.
That'll be late night.
My mistake?
That'll be Courtney, Wiggy, and Ty Law.
Yeah, we will be there.
Yeah. Oh, my mom
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitzgerald and Ty, like bop into that.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
In the bucket hat?
Yeah.
LFO all of a sudden just pound Corvus.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 62 here, cloudy skies, spotty rain showers around, afternoon high of 70.
What are the odds that with Ty Law there with us for this road show, the dump outs go up exponentially?
I would suggest that's likely.
You think so?
Yeah. Definitely.
Very much so.
I mean, we're sitting so far on one dump out. So, I mean,
and the shots are going to be flowing like crazy.
I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but I mean, not one is not that impressive.
Yeah.
You get up in the fives or the sixes or the sevens.
Well, hopefully the one had two.
How many pair of breasts do you think Ty has signed in his life, though?
Oh,
probably a lot. Yeah, so I'm guessing that they might double.
Wiggs, how many dump outs did you see after the Super Bowl?
Now, you don't get many dump outs from the athlete's point of view. I feel like it's only a musician thing.
Yeah.
Because there's like, you know, the women, like they're fans, but they're not really dump out for the that's where they want the autographs. It's more rockers.
That's a shame.
Right.
Yeah, well.
You should have seen Dale's dump out after the Bruins won.
Maybe more dump outs and Devers would still be here.
Well, it's a good possibility.
I mean, it's hard to be angry when there are dump outs around.
That is true.
Amen.
You know what I mean? That is true, especially when you're walking up the home plate.
A dump out can solve anything, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just have Dennis Drinkwater.
A dump out did ruin that portal from Ireland to New York City, though. Remember?
That is true, yes.
A dump out ended that.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. That's why we can't have nice things.
I mean, think about it. People who are upset and frustrated, oftentimes that goes away with a dump out.
I'm pretty sure somebody dumped him out at the Weekend concert at Gillette not too long ago as well.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Concerts. A brassiere was thrown at him.
Concerts all the time.
A brassiere?
I mean, maybe the Ayatollahs. You think we could solve this situation, Curtis, with a dump out or two?
I think it's worth a shot.
Lighten the mood a little bit?
Let's get the biddies
back. What is
an
Ayatollah?
Okay. Welcome to...
I'm with Courtney.
History.
Yeah,
it's
no
not history. It's current.
Like, you guys have no idea who the Ayatollahs are?
Isn't it like some Iran leader or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. Well done, Wiggy.
Oh.
Thank you.
Nope.
They are the religious leaders, the Islamist religious leaders who currently control Iran.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You've never heard of the Ayatollah Khomeini, for instance, from the 1980s?
No, if I'm being honest, I thought that you were mispronouncing areolas. Oh. And so I was
That is a promo. Yes. That is a promo. Thank you.
All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox shut out the Mariners out west 2-0, the final from Seattle. Roman Anthony had his first big league homer, and Lucas Giolito went six innings, giving up zero runs on three hits while striking out 10. Here's Lucas from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
All four pitches were working pretty good. Fastball especially. We have the good attack plan with the heater right now. I'm in a good place mechanically, so we're able to attack with the heater top of the zone. Sometimes it turns into driving it to the bottom of the zone. We take those. We can work with those. So just utilizing the heater, and then kind of that opens the door for getting everything else in there.
Curtis, is that an example? And Craig Breslow talked a little bit about this last week, I think, on this show, but the fact that those guys are being allowed to throw more fastballs, is that an example of actual real real baseball knowledge overtaking the analytics guys?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I mean, all the talk about Andrew Bailey before the year really didn't land. I mean, yeah. The rotation is maybe underachieved worse than anybody, but if Bayo and Giolito pitch like this,
yeah,
they could be on their way to the playoffs.
Well, Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. Another one with the Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. We heard from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy about the trade of Rafael Devers last night. We will talk to Craig Breslow early this week. He will join us at 9:30 this morning. Game 5 of the NBA Finals saw the Thunder go up 1 on the Pacers in OKC, 120-109 the final. Jalen Williams had 40-piece in the win. Tonight, it's win or go home for the Oilers. Game 6 against the Panthers. Puck drop at 8 in Florida. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh, something berry delicious is happening at Shaw's and Star Market. It's a berry bonanza. Right now, buy two, get one free on 1 pound of strawberries, a pint of blueberries, 6 ounces of raspberries and blackberries. Yes, you can mix and match. The lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alone. What is that trash?
Oh,
how dare you!
Off my radio station.
That is summer in a song.
What is that?
That's LFO.
Oh,
Summer Girls.
And
so you're gonna go. You're gonna Thursday night in Hampton Beach on a beautiful night. You're gonna waste your time watching that.
They're local.
Oh my God! Yeah,
they're local.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, they name check Larry Bird in there, mm-hmm. So.
Right. I remember that song, and then a couple of them have passed away, right?
That's what Chime just told me. I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, how many are left?
So I got a text that said there was only one left.
Oh.
I went and double-checked. It is, in fact, true.
Is it the actual one that's left that is playing Thursday night, or is it like a cousin of that? Like, Lynyrd Skynyrd played for 50 years after every original band member had passed away. with like family members.
No, I think there's only three of them. There were only three of them in the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's
so now it's a solo act.
LFO and the O stands for one.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin was at Home Alone.
But that's a good lineup. Ryan Cabrera, O Town, LFO.
Okay. Well, I mean,
BB Mac was the other.
You've been very well behaved during the road shows. I don't think we've had a hungover road show from you yet this season.
No, so. I've been really trying. I don't need to drink to have fun.
Right. Yeah, so that's true. I believe, though, that if you spend Thursday night late with Ty Law and Wiggy and LFO, you will find it hard not to.
I know.
Just hydrate, because that stage is hot.
Wally's is where we will be Thursday night for pregame with you. And then Friday, only three road shows left in this fourth road show season. Friday, we are at Bernie's. And can't wait to see you up there. This is Dan from New Hampshire. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to get back to the Rappy Dever stuff, although that was some great great content for the last half hour. I just did some everyone's talking about, well, a lot of people are saying that this is a bad time to trade Rafi because the team's doing well and all that. But, you know, I looked in to see how Rafi's been doing lately, and we all remember how terrible he was in March and April. Mm-hmm. And he's actually worse in June than he was in March and April. And I think it was Wiggy who was saying, how many games would they be winning without Rafi?
Curtis asked that question. So they have won 38.
Okay, Curtis, I'm sorry.
They won 38 games, and he asked how many they would have won without Rafi.
But this is going to get a little nerdy here, so bear with me. In May, when Rafi was like tearing the cover off the ball, the team was six games under 500. In March, April, and June, when Rafi's playing like crap, the team's eight games over 500.
Mm.
So if you guys want to mull that over a little bit, might be just something to think about.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Changes my number of wins then. Mm-hmm. And I'm at 25, but I guess maybe now they have 38 total. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we will get to talk to Craig Breslow about this, and I don't know. They didn't want to be very specific last night, but it sounded to me like they believe that when it comes to identity, culture, and environment, that something was amiss with this team because they were not performing where most had expected they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And they are putting that on Rafael Devers.
We couldn't find alignment.
There was no alignment. They were searching. They tried hard on the alignment, but they just could not get alignment. They were screaming about it in the office, Curtis.
They sure were.
They were saying alignment. Must have alignment. But I don't know.
Devers says 58 RBI. Any guesses who has the second most and how many?
I would probably say either Bregman or Toro.
So Jaron Duran has 20 fewer. Mm. So Devers has the most RBI at 58. Second most, 20 fewer, 38 in Jaron Duran.
Right. I don't think they're a better team without Devers. I don't believe Breslow on that one. I think, you know, on the field, I don't think they're a better team. Maybe
are they a better team if they are guys who are stepping up for each other? I use that phrase intentionally because that's what Craig Breslow used last night, that they want to be a team who is stepping up for each other, and Rafael Devers did not seem to be somebody who was willing to do that.
Yeah, better chemistry. I would say that they have that, a better clubhouse, you know, all those things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to make you a better team on the field.
They went out and won a game last night against a team that is higher than they are in the standings.
Well, that's because, remember, we choose you, Giolito. That's the reason why. I mean, okay. He was lights out. He was nails. I mean, they only scored two runs, and one of them was obviously the Roman Anthony home run that we're talking about. Your boy Toro had an RBI to drive in Duran. But I think the chemistry, the culture, all that will be better. But I disagree with Breslow where that means you'll be now a better team when you take away your best bat.
Yeah, I mean, they had four hits yesterday total. I mean, it was not an offensive performance. Giolito was great. And
if you buy the Yahoo piece yesterday on the dumpster fire that is going on in the front office there, one of the big divides appears to be when it comes to their approach to hitting. The coaches who believe that this organization has gone away from the fundamentals when it comes to developing players, Curtis.
Well, right. I mean, if I had to choose who to side with, I would side with Cora over Breslow just because of what they've accomplished. And I don't enjoy the approach of Craig Breslow viewing every player as part of some algorithm to get runs. There is a human element of this. And if they reinvest this money, I'm not going to get a tattoo, but dunk take here at the station. I will sit up on it for hours. Whoever wants to dunk me can dunk
me. What's going to be in the dunk tank? Because it can't just be water.
Jim.
It's got to be like maple
Curtis.
Maple syrup or something. Okay, like
whatever.
Diet Coke.
Perfect. Whatever it is.
Hollandaise sauce, maybe.
That's a good one. It could be the tears of the haters. Whatever you want to put in there.
What about Chick-fil-A sauce, maybe?
I want to get dunked.
It's not good if they can, you know, there that article, and remind me, Curtis, who wrote that?
June Lee.
Details the coaches after Roman Anthony joined the team and he had that error. Details the coaching staff making him go out the next day and do some drills in the outfield on purpose. In front, essentially, to show up Brez and the guys because their opinion is that they're not spending enough time on that stuff. They're basically relying only on analytics and not on the fundamentals of playing the game of baseball.
I guess I would just ask for those that are fully invested with Craig Breslow, can you show me a reason to believe in his approach? In that, has it worked? Does he have a track record of success at any level?
No.
So why, if we're going to believe in one or the other, at least I know that Cora's won a championship. He's been part of teams that have overachieved in spurts, not the entirety of the year. And Devers, there's no way anybody's going to defend everything that he did. The way he acted was beneath that of a person being paid and with the talent that he has. But you don't get better this way, and you could have gotten better, which we look forward to in less than an hour to talk to Craig Breslow. You would have improved the return had you taken on more of the cash. And you still would have been able to, at the deadline, add specific pieces to help you get over the edge. It's not one or the other. And the reason it's frustrating is that for years now, Heim Bloom arrived. It was this long rebuild because Dombrowski had butchered the farm system. Then Bloom leaves and Breslow's here and he's like, well, we have to fix all the mess that that Bloom made.
Yeah.
And now Breslow's halfway through year two and he's resetting it again for years down the road.
Well, and it sounds like that some of those resets and some of the personnel decisions are not popular there. And that is causing an issue. Certainly, if you believe the story about the longtime Red Sox scout who unfortunately didn't realize that the Zoom meeting had not ended.
Classic mistake.
On Zoom when he said, thanks, Brez, you effing stiff.
Yikes.
And then was summarily dismissed by Craig Breslow. I mean,
it's a great burn, though.
Huh?
It's a great burn. What? You stiff?
Who doesn't make sure that the Zoom is off? Like, you have to hit that thing like five times.
Right, you
Greg,
so.
Use the word stiff. I don't want to profile anybody here, but I'm just going to take a wild guess. He's over the age of like 55 and not necessarily Zoom was his forte.
And consider me shocked that the guy that wants no part of analytics didn't know how to close Zoom before swearing at the
Bingo.
Guy.
Bingo.
I look at the Breslow.
Does that happen to people a lot still? I mean, we've been Zooming now for years.
Probably, yeah.
I love my mom and dad, but my mom with the freaking FaceTime. I'm like, you're scaring James. Remove it from your face. Just look at it. It's like they can't figure it out.
Like trying to climb inside the camera.
They put it right up to you. They put it literally right up to their face.
James doesn't feel that. It's just a screen.
It's like this carrot. Can he see me? My mother used to do that. Can they see me? Why can't? And then they have the glasses. Oh, I can't see them. And then next thing you know, it's looking up. Where are they? Can they see my face?
What you have? Oh, wait. Where'd you go?
Greg, very quiet during this.
No. I'm pretty good at those kind of things. I've mastered some.
I feel like most people FaceTime. Yeah. A lot of nowadays, it's more about FaceTime than call or text.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was a bit of a chore for me to try to figure out how to change my address on several apps.
Classic.
But, just go to profile.
But it's not that easy. You can't find, oftentimes, like in Uber, you can't find where the information is.
Oh, my God.
I needed some help from Linz.
Generally, it's on the either the right-hand side, up in the corner, or down below. Yeah. And you click on your profile, and then you hit edit.
Thanks, we need to do Greg performing basic tasks with technology.
Yeah. And then I'm mocked and ridiculed every time I try it. I mean, That the world advances around us. That's what happens as you age.
It's a good thing, though. I mean, just think it's such a good thing where you don't have to, you know, you could do everything from your phone. Your TV's a smart TV. Your car, it's all that. Yep. I mean, who wants to pull out the map to try to figure out what exit you get off of?
Make sure that the Zoom is over before you call the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox an effing stiff.
Yeah.
It's like the real world example of the scene in Moneyball where they're, you know, the old guys around the table with Billy Beane, and he's going through all the new terminology. He's like, what's that mean?
Yeah. Maybe it's not a bad thing that he is coming in and making that organization his own.
Yeah. And I don't get, like, if Roman Anthony is botching ground balls or, ground balls in the outfield, don't you think he should be out there practicing that?
Yeah, but the argument was that they would normally do that behind closed doors in the past and not,
I mean, where would they
not parade him out there in front of everybody as a way to show Breslow and everybody else that their approach is not working.
But doesn't this show you, Greg, just to put a cap on, just in terms of the dynamics within the Red Sox front office, that Bregman was the catalyst for the issue with Devers that we all agree, that he came in, took his spot, Devers was mad.
Yep.
We all agree that Bregman's arrival was led by Alex Cora.
Mm-hmm.
That is who he was wanting to bring in. He managed him with the Astros. He's called him a perfect player. And Craig Breslow told us that one of the main jobs of Alex Cora is to manage the egos of the players in the clubhouse. So couldn't you say that this is something that they've just put on the feet of Cora, which is why he was the only guy that said anything publicly with the picture with Devers, that this was all an issue that was born out of Cora's inability to read the reaction of its most highest paid player endeavors and how he would react to Bregman's arrival.
Yeah,
right. But there's also, and I don't know how true some of these things are, where Devers said, hey, listen, they had told Devers, you're going to be able to play third base and Bregman will probably go to second initially in the beginning. I don't know who the hell told them that, but that's the biggest.
Well, Rafael Devers has told you that it was Craig Breslow who told him that.
Okay, and Cora seconded it?
I don't know about that.
The biggest, I mean, that's part of the problem, but I think the biggest problem that this team has and this organization has is they have a manager that doesn't, or is not able to communicate or is not on the same page with the GM, but the owner hired the manager. The GM didn't hire him.
And I should be clear. In February, Devers told the media that he had been assured that third base was his.
Right.
So and that's where that began.
Right.
But who was he assured by? Was it Chaim Bloom? Because didn't Alex Cora also allude to the fact that the guy who promised him that is no longer here?
Yeah, but that when he's talking February, he's talking after Alex Bregman was added to the roster. So
was he saying that he was assured in February, or was that just when he spoke up and said that he had been assured?
Great, great, great question. We will get to ask Craig Breslow about that coming up. Craig Breslow on this show in about 45 minutes at 9:30. And that means we're going to get the Hill Notes early, coming up in about 15 minutes. Still time to leave one on the Odyssey app. You see the microphone there, and you can talk to your heart's content on any topic, and we'll play the best Hill Notes coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, on the Rafael Devers trade in about a half an hour at 9:30. And you can hear him on any of the radio stations we have put together for you all over New England, or on the Odyssey app, or you can watch on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And for 5 days right now, it's half off half the store at Springer's. So go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And it goes from now through the 28th of June. And we thank them for their sponsorship.
Greg, you had mentioned your meeting yesterday. Were you going to get into that?
Oh, yes, I can.
Thank you.
We are, and oftentimes I think we are, we sometimes talk about women. Mm-hmm. And their vanity. And so we ought to provide equal opportunity when it comes to the guys. And so I was taken aback by this. But I was meeting with a med spa wellness place.
Okay.
About
you're gonna get the Botox finally?
No, it's not me.
Botox.
Oh, okay,
They're interested in potentially sponsoring the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Always interested, always there, always trying to create revenue. And the marvelous woman said that they have a very popular new procedure, which men are spending $3,500 on.
What?
Huh.
And it is called girth enhancement.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I have heard of this.
All right.
I'm sure.
Not an Ayatollah, but girth enhancement.
I'm sure you have. This is apparently a wildly popular procedure.
I read it in a magazine that said that they take what they use in your lips and they put it down there. Uh-huh. But needles down there also seems, I mean, I don't have one, but.
I know men were getting the DBLs, but this is the first I've ever heard about the girth.
Right. A specific area that the focus is on, apparently. And
there's upkeep there, too, because it dissolves.
I think it does, depending on use. Yeah.
So you got to use a needle to get shots in your.
I don't know.
Johnson & Johnson?
I don't know much about it, but I was taken aback.
So you said yes?
I'm not doing the procedure, but I'd be happy to welcome them to the show.
I bet a lot of guys would do it. I mean, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, I think it would only make sense for Greg to try it and then let us know how it goes, though.
No need.
I mean.
But we sometimes make fun of women. I feel like we need to take the same approach with guys who are spending that much money on that.
Meow.
Yeah, meow.
Well, you know what?
Men's ears are actually saying purr right now.
I would ask.
Meow.
I would ask the question about the, what's it called? Girth?
Enhancement.
Enhancement?
Yes.
So for women, right, when you do lip fillers,
yes,
right, because you're saying it's the same thing, generally they walk in with a magazine and say, all right, give me the Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
So do I walk in and say, okay, I want the Wesley
bolo.
Pipes?
You want the bolo.
I want the bolo?
You want the bolo.
Yeah.
YOLO.
That would be a lot of units.
Really, really. I am just amazed sometimes by the time that we live in.
$3,500 bucks for filler, that is like, I bet that's, you know, 10 units.
I mean,
that's.
Excuse me?
No, that's.
Oh, can you
like
clarify?
In your lips, you get like a half a unit.
Yeah.
So I bet that's good. I bet that's good girth then.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot of money though. $3,500
in this economy.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess we know what's important.
Jeez.
All right. Anyway, we have got to take a quick break, but we will be back with today's Hill Notes next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.